that's what I guess they, that's my guess is what they did. So my guess is there's somewhere in the upper building a penstock, a pipeline that starts there at that upper dam and flows all the way down through to the lower level.
It was a big,
the basement of the Knox Mill somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It was a big kind of a, it almost looked like a an elevator shaft in that building.
And that could be it. I mean, that could be the,
yeah,
that concrete drop. Yep.
Thing. I remember
maybe a box. It doesn't have to be a pipe. It could, right. It could be a concrete box.
Yeah.
Like a fire mass around.
An interesting dilemma for the owners.
Well, usually those things carry more liability than they do value. And it wouldn't surprise me with the money MBNA threw around in some of the buildings that if they spent money to undo and take out and close up stuff that they saw as a liability. So it may be a one and done kind of tour, but it could be worth looking at. Because
yeah,
the dams are there, the drops are there, the energy is there. Mm-hmm. But if you were going to try and start from scratch with building a system, I don't think you'd ever make the numbers work for the,
yeah,
for the kind of
thing. It can be terribly expensive to put.
Yeah, but if you're only going to generate $30,000 or $40,000 of economic value a year, you're not going to put a whole heck of a lot of money into it to start with. And if you don't own the real estate, and you got access issues and connectivity issues and equipment and
insurance.
I mean, the town can get around some of that, but only so far.
So we're back to changing the light bulbs.
Could be.
that's the only thing we can do without creating.
So it happens to be the next thing on the agenda.
Talk about a segment.
Is there any other there's no other hydro opportunities in town? Is this river? That's it?
Yeah.
There's a, I've got to get out of here. What I've done is look into solar in town, and the high school has a setup over there, 48 panels, which they've been running since April. And you can go on the internet, and you can actually get the daily data. These are different ones, by the way. You can see when the cloudy days were, the sunny days were. And the total, I think in September, some like 4,000 kilowatt hours, isn't it?
Yeah, 36.
There's another one. I think there's one over there that's... the total is somewhere around 4,000. And that's been running since April. And this information is on the internet. It's available. Gentleman charges it. It's very helpful.
Can you
answer any questions? So they just put it up, cost them $60,000. They got $50,000 in grants. So they actually almost cost about $10,000 to set it up. They are using... let's see, as I say, 48 panels. So this gives you some idea of what you can get from 48 panels in this town.
Is there projected savings from this?
No, I think in this case over there it was strictly demonstration.
Well, they're going to save a lot. They're going to save money over time.
Oh, I think so, yet I don't think at the rate, I look at what they use over there, for God's sake, and they use CSC 2.5 million kilowatts a year.
Oh, yeah, it's really, really.
You know, this thing is like
a fraction.
But, you know, a unit like this could power the snowball lot. But that's a lovely place unless you put the panels up on the mountain. which is quiet, nice, no noise.
You really want to go back up the mountain?
But the reflection is going to No. No, but it's interesting because the information is available, and if you had, you know, like the C Street pump station, it would power that all year long. Then the other numbers, and by increasing the number of pounds, you could get more power.
It would be interesting.
Quiet.
Should we have Keith come in and sit on this committee at some point and talk to us about what's happening there?
It's funny you brought that up. I went to a solar presentation last week, and when I walked out, it wasn't presented in such a light that it is the next thing to do, or anything to do in particular. It's more residential, but the company that did the presentation, and I can't remember the name of the company, they also do municipal and commercial. It seems to me that it would be worthwhile to have a discussion with somebody who knows.
Well, we just put 70 panels up at our facility, PV. We have another 32 thermal panels because the process requires some warm water. So we did a hybrid system of both thermal and PV.
That's good.
And, you know, it's a, even after the tax credits, and we got a $44,000 in grants from Efficiency Maine. And even after the tax credits and the grants, it's a 10-year payback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
10-year payback. Yeah. I heard today that that Marcellus Shale goes under Baby Street. Is anybody aware?
Break out your fracking.
But the lifespan and the maintenance on the, you know, the PVs is makes it very attractive.
Yeah, because it could be a 40, 50-year life.
So is that right?
On the PV side. Yeah.
So 10-year payback is pretty good.
Apparently that doesn't last so long.
And that, is that a 10-year payback at current energy prices?
Yeah, that's the really wild part.
There you go. So, I don't know what anybody's guess is where energy prices are going, but...
Well, those are two great tests right in our community for solar. One test that's actually testing hot water versus PV.
Yeah.
Interesting in and of itself. Are they right next to each other? The two?
On the same roof.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You drive into our facility in Scottsdale, and you can... They're right there.
That's a great BTU test right there.
So that's from the company.
Revision.
Yes, that's the one. That,
they have offers in
Liberty
and Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Bill Barrett.
Yeah.
Bill Barrett.
And he's been resident.
Been up for how long?
It's just on that. We haven't even finished the connections inside yet.
So waiting for the problem is this building isn't facing the right direction.
Well, if you get up on the top, though, you can angle them. You have a nice flat roof. You can put up the racks and turn them however you want. It depends on smokestacks and air handlers and whatever else is up there.
Well, you were discussing that, you know, the new materials they're working with don't make it as necessary to do positioning quite
as not as critical.
Yeah,
it's not as critical.
Well, they have the units that actually turn with the sun.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah.
Okay. That's a
genius. Working with kids and all that stuff, so you're better off.
Yeah.
And as they did, it's just, and you have did, it's a single setup.
Should we invite Keith to come and talk to us? I mean, it sounds like he's got 6 months worth of data at this point, right?
It might be more appropriate to do a quick survey of town buildings. I mean, you really do need some space.
Yeah.
I mean, these things take up room.
Yeah.
Well, before we do that, we got.
And we might go look for space before we.
Could be a zoning issue.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this a long time ago.
If it's not on a roof.
About whether we wanted to bring it to the attention of the planning. I remember probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whether we wanted to bring it to the attention of the planning board to investigate how our current zoning ordinance relates to the addition of solar panels.
Not right now.
And the same efficiency mean. grant programs that we've applied for at Seabright Hydro would fund PV panels or thermal panels. They really source independent, you know, care to make a pitch and show us why your project's worth funding. So you need some economics to drive the thing if you want to go after the grants.
Would the folks that you work with at your company come to the town and do a survey for us?
They're very well-minded.
Are these panels only for hot water?
Yes.
Only hot water?
I believe so.
Can we just call them? Do you want to
call them? What's
their name again?
Revision Energy. And the Camden resident is Bill Barron. It's B-E-A-G-R-E-N.
You might find out who did the one for the school.
Yeah, I don't think they went after them.
Do you want the phone numbers to the Liberty office?
Yeah, that's good.
I work for them all the
time. Oh, you do?
585.
Revision's office?
Revision, yeah.
This is a good thing for Brian. Yes, we can have that. Brian can bring Bill. You can spread this out.
It's my neighbor.
Would you mind?
No, not at all.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Especially if we got you and we got him right in the town.
Yeah.
Nor did you capture that.
But ask him if he would do a drive around. If we gave him a list of municipal facilities, would he do an initial assessment?
Sure.
Before he sat down with us? So, for the instance, this building, which has a great load and screening for both hot water and electricity, there's not enough room above enough to do much.
Yeah.
It just isn't.
Might be very different at the middle school.
Yeah.
A real opportunity.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's not much hot water in the school, either.
No.
Unless you're talking about
preheating the water
for
the boiler.
Actually, you know another good one is Sam Roos. Roos. He bought we call it Baby Bega, Little Norm Bega.
Okay.
And he's put some incredible systems in there, both solar hot water and solar electricity.
Yep.
And,
do you want to chat with him, see if he can show an interest in this?
Well, he wants to be on the energy committee. And I've called him about five times without saying we're going to meet, he always seems to be busy. But he's an interesting guy and a good guy.
You're going to have to get a little firmer, friend.
All right. Yeah, because he direct source.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I emailed Peter just to tell him that we'd have lighting run, but I didn't hear back from him. He hasn't been in a meeting in our last two or three. So I don't know where he said. Has anybody heard anything on whether he's working on street lighting? All right, well, I'll contact him between now and the next meeting, see where we are.
Actually, now that I... Revision gave... Rick Seibel, remember this, Leonard? Revision Energy gave Rick Seibel a proposal for a solar thermal system at the Public Works Garage because he was proposing radiant indoor heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they've been to the Public Works Garage, and I don't think that happened.
It didn't work real well because they really didn't use very much hot water.
They didn't. Yeah. And, you know, they're heating up a slab, but nobody sits in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Schools are particularly good for hot water in the cafeteria. Schools.
But the hot water thing is a no-brainer.
If you need water. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And particularly if your demand coincides with the warm, sunny part of the day. Like a school.
Less good on schools in the summer anyway.
It's right. It's not so good there, but at least it's not, you're not trying to store it all night long to, and use it in the...
Great. Can you keep us
up to speed? Yeah, and I'll give Bill a call and we'll get things going there. Who would I get in touch with about a map of, like, the town you know, properties.
I would talk to Roberta. Just to start there.
Or Janice Stevens.
Yeah. One of the things that is going on that's premature for what you need right now, but as part of the Gateway One project money that was given to the town, the CIS, I believe, has been hired to do a full mapping of all downtown commercial properties, start evolving a list, real-time list of what is in total available within each zone, so municipal and private. And the project completion date is supposed to be about 90 days.
One good facility would be the public landing restrooms. We burn through a lot of heat building.
Where's that?
The public landing restrooms. It's just not a very big footprint. Yep. You'd be surprised what the energy bill is for
that. Oh, no, I'm sure. I'm talking about for an array.
Yeah, to be over it. You know.
But that's not open year round, is it?
It's open year round.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
The wastewater plants are great for some of the exposure and the parts of space.
Yes.
And they're the largest electrical load in town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would seem...
The same rate is not satisfied.
No.
The public bathrooms are pretty sheltered to the south.
Well, they are now.
Yeah.
Oh, you want
to tell.
That's a good point. Yeah. You can get solar exposure.
Any other business? Yeah, probably.